So as a listener, I'm sure you remember how the cowboy works. You ready for that?
How the what?
The cowboy. You ready to do the cowboy?
Uh-oh. Tuesday podcast episode 668. I'm Emily Ginsberg, and Tyler is busy tonight, so you get the next best thing. Your host, Samuel Ginsberg.
Wow, you sound like a right farmer. Can't wait to listen to that with the bed under it. So let's hop right into the beers. I'm gonna start by introducing mine, but before I do that, I have to figure out how I'm opening this. I'm on the chapter that's about different ways to open a bottle of beer. This is the door jam move. So this looks like trying to treat a door jam like a bottle opener. But many of these images, it's sideways. And I feel like if you did that, you'd spill a bunch of beer.
This does seem like a good way to spill a bunch of beer.
So I think I might try a modification of the like corner of the table method on that door jam over there. For the door that doesn't close in the first place, so if I ruin the jam, it doesn't matter. What will I be drinking to do that? It'll be New Glarus Kid Kolsch. So luckily, if I lose a bunch of this beer, I don't care. I think, since normally I don't have anyone in the studio for this, and I just have to go off camera to do dumb shit, you want to narrate for the good people?
Sure. It does say... You end with the bottle upright, and it does say that you have to ensure you do it all very quickly.
Yeah.
You gotta start with it at an angle, and then you push down.
Yeah, this one really seems like it could do with a moving image, but we don't live in J.K. Rowling's Utopia, so those don't exist in books.
Well, we live in... what J.K. Rowling thinks is utopia.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be right back.
All right, listeners. You got my voice for the next several minutes. He's making his way through the very messy basement. It's managed to make it without stepping on any child's toys, so that's impressive. He's now standing in the doorway, trying to wedge his beer into the strike plate of the door. It's apparently not quite broad enough. He seemed worried. He seems to be inspecting the door more than the beer, which... success! The man has opened a beer. The door... appears to still be in the same amount of working order as it was previously, which is to say, it's too big for the door frame. I don't know why they put this door here. It has never closed. Welcome back to the pod.
I'm back. My big worry was that it's going to foam over, but it didn't, which honestly is making me worried it's undercarbonated, because I gave it a decent little jostle there. It's not my best work.
Well, if you're worried about beers foaming over, just don't mind me casually rolling my beer back and forth like a rolling pin, as I'm instructed to do on the can.
Is it one of those, it's like, I'm a chunky, chunky boy, mix me up?
Yeah.
Is that a yeast thing or a fruit thing?
I think it's a fruit thing. I have New Orthodox India Pale Ale Series M43 New England IPA with strawberry flavor. And it does say there's sediment, so you can either roll the can to distribute the sediment, or you can pour it, but leave a little behind. And I've chosen to roll the can on the table like a real weirdo.
I hope the mic picked it up, but I don't think it did. And that cat is all over you.
I gotta tell you, I expected this to be pinker. This just looks like a beer.
Yeah, there's supposed to be strawberries mixed throughout.
I poured it badly, so I'll get back to you on how it tastes. It smells a lot like strawberries. Like, it smells very, very fruity. But it is yellow.
Yeah, straw yellow. You're gonna have to. You could just put that down. You're gonna have to wait a little while. You don't need to hold it. All right. So I've already done my content.
Oh no! I'm the only one with content left.
Well, we have a couple articles here, so I figure we have to keep this short because our children aren't asleep yet, and we're trusting them to be quiet during quiet time, and there's no way they are. So we're gonna do a quick article and a quicker content, and then a quick article and get out of here. And you do have to drink that beer. So the foam will need to go away eventually.
I'm trying. I can just drink through the foam.
So I got four options for you. You got to pick two. Epic beer celebration. FC Dallas forward Sam Sarver goes viral. We've got beer overtakes wine in France for first time. We've got carry your beer around Knoxville residents celebrate open container program. And we've got the crisp comeback by 2026 is the year of the lager renaissance.
Let's do beer and wine in France and the lager renaissance, though I feel like we've been talking about the lager renaissance for a decade.
It is a bit of a stop trying to make fetch happen type of a thing.
Like Not a decade, but several years.
They're trying to will this lager boom into existence.
They really want... This is big beer telling us that hops are expensive now.
Consumers drink around 10 million liters. Oh, this is from ConnectionFrance.com, and their website sucks shit. Consumers drink around 10 million liters more beer than wine in 2025, industry report shows. So the first thing that I want to know there is the proportionality there. Is this double as much, or is this... like slightly more relative to how much consumption occurred? And the other thing that I think is noting before we even really get into it is that there's more liters per serving in beer than wine, so it may still be the same number of servings even if it's more liters. Okay.
So we could just pick a different article. This one doesn't seem very good.
No, it does not. Retailers point to several overlapping trends like smaller household, more informal eating habits, takeaway meals, and changing attitudes toward health and alcohol. That just doesn't tell me anything. Society has become more tertiary, says a sociologist. Man, people just out here saying shit. What a nothing. Who wrote this? You don't put your name on here. It's because you know you suck or you're artificial intelligence.
Why does smaller households? Is it because people are scared of drinking alone?
I don't know. That's kind of my main critique of the article. Is it's like, here are some factors, and this is the result, and here is no information as to why those factors would indicate this result.
It just apparently is not that they're drinking more beer; they're just drinking less wine.
But the same amount of beer, or whatever.
And roughly the same amount of beer, but maybe less overall.
Well,
man, this whole thing is so pretentious.
Give me the most pretentious line you can find, and then we'll move to your life.
Marking a symbolic shift in a country closely associated with vineyards and the ritual of wine at the table.
That's not that bad.
I guess it's not that bad. It is the first sentence of the article. That's how they start out.
Well, they want to set the tone.
I mean, you didn't let me read the article, so... I got nothing else to go on.
Just not how it's done. And how's your beer? Now that you've been able to sip it?
Oh, it's so good. It's it's got fruity notes. I don't know that I would necessarily pick them out as tart strawberry notes necessarily, but I'm not a big strawberry head. But it's so fruity and refreshing, and it's a little muddled. It is a hazy IPA. But it's got a nice light crisp summery feel to it.
Do you want to try mine? It's nothing.
No.
Okay, cool. Oh, I love that smell. I'm not even into strawberries. I can definitely see why someone would like that. It is not for me. I think just strawberries are... It's never been a flavor I'm into.
Yeah.
All right.
Apparently not genetic. All of our children are obsessed with strawberries.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I really hate the texture of a strawberry. But you would think that then I would be okay with a strawberry-flavored beer. But nope, still don't like it.
I don't know. It's probably the worst berry. It's not a berry. It's an accessory fruit.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
Is it an accessory fruit?
I think so. I used to have all these memorized, and then I got beat up too much.
Yeah. You deserved it.
Should we talk about our birthdays?
I guess we can talk about our birthdays.
Yours,
which has already happened, and mine, which is, of course, as we all know,
Today. And Tyler's is this week. He was supposed to be on, but I guess he doesn't like my wife or something? I don't know. Who listens?
I don't blame him.
And I had talked to Mary about the way to pull off a certain maneuver with gifts. And she suggested this because we kind of both wanted two things, different amounts. And it's a bad look for me to get Emily a cooking implement for her birthday. So, of course, she got it for me and then used it today, and I haven't used it yet. She made croquettes. They were the fucking bomb. And then, of course, I got her, even though she paid for it and also went to the store to pick it up, a Switch 2. But you've been playing Pacopia, and I've been playing a little bit of defense to allow for it.
Yeah, I got to meet a couple Pokemon friends. Got to water some grass back into being alive. I've learned how to punch a brick wall and cut down some logs into smaller logs. I can make Charmander follow me around to light fires. That's about as far as I've gotten in the game.
But you only played for like an hour, hour and a half?
Yeah, I did not play for very long. I, you know, did a lot of tutorial setup. Learn how to talk to the other Pokemon.
Right. Yeah, it looks neat. I hope to play it at some point. That's content, yeah?
Oh, man, this episode's bad.
Well, the nice thing about it is it's short.
But I have so much beer left to drink. Tyler's gonna yell at me.
Tyler, she'll finish it after, she promises. She actually likes this one. This is from BevWire.com. The crisp comeback, why 2026 is the year of the lager renaissance. So I think that this might all be bullshit. I mean, we kind of alluded to this before, but just like, it seems like people are always saying that this is the case, and I haven't really observed it. But let's just hit some of these bullet points for why, according to Jake Morrison. The pivot to clarity. So this is kind of describing going away from hazies, which is not something I've observed. If anything, there's more hazies than ever. Also, most beers aren't hazy. So that's why they're going back to lagers doesn't really make sense. Like, you could make the same argument for, and that's why they're totally going back to West Coast IPAs, which they also aren't, but it would be just as valid of a point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is likely that more breweries are making lagers than used to be making lagers. But the thing about most craft breweries is that they're trying to pump out new stuff regularly, not like necessarily weekly or whatever, but a lot of them have a release schedule that they're trying to stick to that's at least one new beer a month. And the thing about lagers is that you just can't make enough different lagers to meet that demand.
And also they take twice as long to make.
They take longer to make, and just, you can release six different rice lagers, but if they're all the same rice lager, people are going to stop buying them. And unless you're doing something real crazy, they're just not going to be meaningfully different enough.
Yeah, there's no reason they couldn't make a pineapple mango lager, but you don't really see that in the way you would see an ale of that.
I mean, I wonder if that has to do with the fermentation process of it all, and just, you have to worry more about secondary fermentation with.
Maybe. I would think you could add it late enough for that to not be a problem, but that might not be the case. This is point two out of I didn't check. The end of maximalism, the great reset as maturation. What's the great reset?
I think it's that the market is no longer favoring do a bunch of weird stuff as quick as you can. It's now people are looking for more reliability and do one thing well as opposed to do the weirdest, wackiest thing.
So
because everyone's been doing the weird, wacky thing, and it's hard to stand out when you're one of 10 pineapple hazy IPAs.
It kind of seems like he heard the point that you made last time about wanting more variety and not caring about having the same thing and said nuh-uh to you. But I kind of think that he's wrong. Maybe I just am not going to enough breweries, but I feel like straight down the middle pitches aren't really what people are making.
I think a lot of the breweries that you're going to see nationwide or that are going to get a lot of shelf space are the ones that are going to be doing interesting things. I think this is probably the like local hometown brewery that's got their weekly regulars, and those regulars come in and want to see something that they know they're going to like. They're not chasing the weird new thing. They want
stability.
But
you can have a flagship ale just as easily as you have a flagship lager.
Yeah. I think this probably also has to do with just the cost of, you know, hops, and really most things is it's risky to have a bunch of big weird stuff. It's more expensive to source ingredients that are not the traditional beer ingredients, and also it's a big swing, and if it doesn't land, that's a risk that probably a lot of places aren't willing to take in 2026.
Number three, the rise of the rice lager, a cultural synthesis. So this is just another thing of like, maybe I'm going to the wrong breweries, or this guy is, but I've seen maybe a dozen rice lagers in all my days, and it's not like they've all been recently.
Yeah, I mean, I did, as I was at Steve's looking for a beer for tonight, find one or two rice lagers. I feel like they're becoming more common. I wouldn't say they're mainstream, but most of the time when I go into the beer store, there's a rice lager. Sometimes it's something sort of interesting. Like, I think there was an oak-aged rice lager today. I did not purchase it because as much as I love an oak-aged beer, I can't imagine an oak-aged lager is interesting.
You should have gotten it. But that's okay.
I'll go back to Steve's.
Do you think that this is true? They're referring to this cultural synthesis and like Korean culture and J-pop and stuff, which kind of makes it seem like they're saying, so there's a bunch of weebs drinking this shit. I find that hard to believe. And like, maybe that's racist.
I mean, I feel like it's racist for them to be like rice lagers because people are very into J-pop and K-pop. I also really like their K-culture is part of, like, Japanese flavors because people like K-pop.
Yeah, I mean, that now it's more racist because you're saying all of East Asia is the same.
I mean, I do think that a lot of East Asian culture is becoming more mainstream in, at least in the U.S.
I mean, Japan and Korea for sure, but I don't feel like you see as much stuff about Indonesia.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I just don't know if that leads to more rice lagers being made. I think that that's kind of a whack assumption.
Yeah, I mean, I think if more rice lagers are being made, it is also because rice is cheaper than...
Yeah.
I think that 5 years from now, we're going to be hearing a lot about corn lagers.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to, they're not going to call them corn lagers. Yeah. I would say they would call them farm lagers, but there's already farmhouse ales. But it would be something like that.
They're going to make that thing, the fermented corn, where you chew the corn and you spit it out and you let it ferment.
Yeah, what is that stuff? We've talked about that before.
And I'd if you remember.
Like to move on. There's too many of these and they're too boring, so we're going to skate through some of this. So this isn't really an argument so much as saying at the 2026 World Beer Cup, there were some lagers. Often called the Olympics of beer, the 2026 World Beer Cup in Philadelphia highlighted that technical excellence in traditional styles is now the competitive frontier. I don't know that you can say that. You can just say these categories were eligible and these people won. Those categories are always eligible and people always win.
I feel like it's very telling that the bronze in the Munich Style Hells was Kirkland Signature.
What's the difference? It's all water. Low ABV movement, that I have seen. Breweries are less interested in making the big heavy hitters. And I think, I don't know if it's because, the 0.5s are getting more popular, that people are like, well, fine, I'll make you a 3.5, and we'll see if that compromise strikes your fancy. I think an increased number of 4s and 5s, at least this time of year, when you wanted to be outside, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hate when I talk about the generational divide of it all, but I think that Gen Z's take, at least in my algorithm, so, you know, a very, very specific subset of Gen Z, but I've seen a lot more of Gen Z talking about, like, how it's impossible to drink a drink and drive home after, and like you absolutely shouldn't do that. And I think the purity culture that seems to be kind of digging its claws into Gen Z is probably part of that. And I think that, I mean, Gen Z's drinking less. Millennials are probably the core target market for craft brewers, and they are now.
And now we're
mostly
old.
In our mid-30s to late-40s and can't drink 3 9% triple IPAs anymore.
Speak for yourself.
And feel good the next day.
Well, I never feel good. That's my secret cat.
But I think when your core demographic is aging or, you know, clean girl culture, you gotta. Though I am still confused about. I think last time I was on, I talked about how I was confused by Gen Z's, like, all alcohol is bad from the generation that really centered on the Borg.
I think that's because you can't treat a generation as a monolith, which is something that I have to say to you 3 times a week for some reason. All right. The Quiet Grains Renaissance, flavor over yield. So that's interesting. That feels like the opposite of what you're saying before, just like cheap grains. Now they're saying yummy grains.
This feels like it's a nothing. This feels like it's one brewery is really focused on this.
Good for them. Number 7, horizontal lagering, the science of bottom fermentation.
That's just how lagers are made. Oh, they're doing horizontal tanks? Great. Good for science.
Maximize the surface area relative to the beer's. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know that would do anything, but it's an interesting thought experiment. Because you don't have a thick layer of trub all at the bottom. You have a thin layer of trub spread out.
I mean, I guess that more yeast surface area.
Yeah. Can
something.
Introduce more yeast-based flavors. I kind of think that it probably has the same ceiling as it did before, which is eventually it gets boozy enough that the yeast die. That would happen either way. It just might happen faster if there's more surface area, I would think.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
As someone who hasn't brewed a beer in a decade and hasn't brewed a lager ever, that's my instinctive take.
It's not stressing the yeast out as much, though. That's good, according to the article.
Seems like it still would. Number 8. Performance of the Year, top craft brand families.
Man, this list is sad.
I don't know what point it's trying to make. What does this have to do with lagers? It's just, this is a list of beers, a list of breweries and like whether they're doing better or worse than they were before.
I think this is circling back to, I believe point two was the Great Reset of like, the market's changing.
Every year the market changes, bud. That doesn't tell you that lagers are king. Conclusion. The long game of craft. The lager renaissance of 2026 is a signal that the craft industry has matured. The transition from novelty-seeking to quality-seeking has forced a winnowing of the market, but those remaining are stronger for it. Okay, Elysian? Elysian's doing well, and you want to talk to me about quality? Sorry. The breweries that thrive are those that balance creative flair with the rigorous technical discipline required to brew a clean pilsner or nuanced rice lager. Go fuck yourself. You can speak for yourself, but I think that this guy is a pretentious dipshit. This reads to me like this guy's saying, I like to drink boring beer, and when other people like to drink beer that isn't boring, that makes me mad, so I need to act like I am better than them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this guy is, this feels like he was told, make it sound like,
I need 700 words on why lagers are a big deal this year.
Yeah. I do think that it's interesting that the top craft brand families, all of them dropped except Elysian and Goose Island. And Goose Island was the biggest increase by a wide margin. And I'm not, does Goose Island have a notable lager?
They have 312, right?
I believe 312 is a wheat.
I thought there were a couple 312s.
But I don't think
is
any
it,
of them
are.
Is
it a pale ale and a wheat ale? Not a lager?
Because it's not like a, it's not just a lager. Yeah. 312 Urban Wheat Ale.
Then yeah, I take it back. I don't know. They must. They must.
I'm sure they have a lager, but they're not known for. They're known for 312. They're known for Bourbon County.
Yeah, they're known for Bourbon County first and foremost, I think.
And they're doing, I'm sure, some other stuff. Matilda, I believe they still make.
That's a Belgian, right?
Yeah.
I think they have a few Belgians.
And maybe they're doing lagers now, and I just never look at their offerings. But, like,
it doesn't seem like it supports their point, at least.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, maybe if I saw an infographic of all of the craft breweries that are under these families, it would be more telling, but like, I don't know what it means that Shiner is down 9%.
I only know if Shiner is making Shiner Bock. I'm sure they make more stuff, but that's the only one I know. Wrap them up?
Yeah, I guess.
You first or me?
You can go first.
All right. I had New Glarus Kid Kolsch, and it's occurring to me, did I say this at the beginning?
You were too focused on opening your...
I don't remember if I said that that's what I had, but it is.
I think you did.
But... And I don't see the ABV on here, and that doesn't surprise me, because it's probably 4.2. It doesn't smell like anything. It doesn't taste like anything. The thing is about this beer, I think that Jake Morrison fellow would like this beer. Because it is... There's no off flavors in it. It's just so boring. So I'm going to give this 2.5 and recommend it to Jake Morrison or any other lovers of boring lagers.
I had New Orthodox India Pale Ale Series M43 Tart Strawberry. This beer is so refreshing. It's 6.8% ABV, which I definitely did not say at the beginning because it... There's so many words on the can, and I missed it. But it is just... I want to be sitting on a porch. It was so nice out yesterday. It was like 80 and sunny and it was gorgeous. And I want to go back in time and be drinking this beer sitting on a patio.
You can go sit on the deck chair right now and get your ass all wet.
It's very wet outside and much less warm today. But yeah, I am going to give this beer a 7.3 because I didn't think about the numbers before they came out of my mouth. And I would recommend it to anyone who's into hoppy beers but wants something like fruity and kind of lighter tasting. It's definitely not a light beer, but just something that tastes like you're having a little sweet treat alongside your hazy.
Sounds good. Do I know what I'm going to be drinking next week? Something out of a bottle. Do I know how I'm going to open it? I don't recall. I feel like I already did all the ones I can remember. Oh, right. We can just check. Sneak peek. Oh, no. Method 6, open a beer with another beer. So I'm going to make a big mess. I should have done this beer for that task. Oh, well.
I'm much more concerned about Method 7, I gotta tell you.
Not to get too ahead of ourselves, but Method 7 is one I've done before a number of times. I haven't done it in a while.
But not when we were on the same dental plan.
Spoilers, bro. All right, let's wrap it up. If you want to get at us, it's brewstaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com, or you can comment on our posts at brewstuesday.com or bluesky@noone@brewstaytuesday. Theoretically, we're there, but in practicality, we are not. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better, friend.
Okay. Do you want to put the girls down? Or do you want me to put the girls down?
I mean, I'd prefer if you put the...
Oh, damn it!
Got him!